Speaking at a two-day conference sponsored by the OSCE, the Special Representative of the Secretary-General of the United Nations for Human Rights, Hani Gilani, pointed out problems with anti-terror legislation. In particular, she says the recent legislation passed in Australia allows for people to be held without charge.
We do believe that the imperatives of security are now being met outside the rule of law and outside the norms set by human rights. This is a dangerous exercise. It's going to be very counterproductive because it is eroding human rights norms, which is the framework within which people's rights have to be protected.
Gilani says some governments have been adopting legislation more for convenience than principle since the terrorist attacks on New York City in 2001 and the London subway last year. However, Special Representative Gilani says British anti-terror legislation has some built-in safeguards for human rights, unlike in Australia.
In Australia, I think a lot of laws have been adopted without there being the protection and the safeguard of a Human Rights Act, and that's, I think, one of the major issues there.
Despite the criticism, Gilani says she recognises the need for the Australian government to protect its citizens from terror attacks. Australian officials say they are confident the new anti-terror laws comply with international law. Gilani says human rights defenders often operate at great risk to their safety, and in many parts of the world they can be targets for assassinations, disappearances, illegal arrest, detention and torture. OSCE participating states with a bad human rights record include Belarus, Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan. Marlene Smith for VOA News, Vienna.